Morning, everyone. Let me start by saying, when I submitted this abstract, it was prior to healthcare reform. And health workforce has gone through a huge transformation in the last 6-8 months. And so I'm going to try and sort of give you a big rush over the last 4 or 5 years and kind of bring you to where we are and indicate that in 20 minutes there really isn't an opportunity for dialogue here, but we're going to be doing a lot of work with stakeholders in workforce over the coming years, and so there will be a huge opportunity for dialogue. Presenter disclosures, I have no relationships to disclose. The federal government wouldn't like that. So let me just sort of take you back a few years and then bring you up through healthcare reform before I get into the slides. In 2006, the Bureau of Health Professions, which funds health professions education programs and workforce analysis, lost about 60% of its funding in 1 year. Anybody who had grants with HRSA and the Bureau of Health Professions at that point knows that, you know, we just decimated the health professions education world. Workforce analysis went from a very small appropriation to no appropriation, and there was no money funding health workforce analysis for the next 3 years. Fast forward to 2009, and we're getting a new administration. And it's really clear that this new administration is invested in health reform and invested in health workforce as it underlies the ability to provide services to folks under healthcare reform. So we started in FY 2009 with a few projects. We were gonna get this initiative moving, and that's the point at which, wow, I'm gonna do an abstract and I'm gonna come to APHA and talk to you about this new initiative. Well, now go 4 or 5 months forward, we're deep in the debate about healthcare reform. The administration is constantly coming to us because we're the health workforce experts, and they're saying, tell us how many physicians we're going to need under healthcare reform. And we're going, well, we haven't had any money to update those models in 5 years. So we can generate a number for you, but it's probably not going to be something you want to stand on. So when the president's budget passed in fiscal 2010, we got $2.8 million. Just to give you a point of comparison, the workforce analysis budget never was higher than $750,000 alone. So huge, I mean, just a huge increase. In 2011, the president's request is $8.7 million. Request. Remember, there's this huge budget deficit. So we're not looking to get 8.7, but we'd really be happy to split the difference. Not surprisingly, primary care workforce is the big number one issue. Close behind that is public health workforce. And as Susan mentioned, we're working with the Centers of Excellence. CDC and HRSA are funding the development of a strategy for enumerating the public health workforce systematically and longitudinally so that it's not done once every 10 or 20 years. So now let me, health reform brought two new activities and repositioned health workforce analysis. And so let me take the rest of my time and kind of work through that with you. Under health reform, there are three major provisions for those of you geeks who like to read legislation. There's a workforce commission in section 5101 of the Affordable Care Act. There's a new state workforce development grant program in section 5102, and healthcare workforce assessment in section 5103, which changed and added to HRSA's health workforce analysis statutory provisions and established what is called the National Center for Health Workforce Analysis. All right, the Affordable Care Act, the Health Workforce Commission, it's independent like MedPAC. It kind of sits between the legislative branch and the executive branch, makes recommendations to both on issues related to health workforce. We see this as a real opportunity for the nation to have a strategic vision around workforce development. It's an opportunity for a focus on workforce development in ways that the nation has never done before. The other thing it does, as you'll see down on the slide there, is that we have now a direct relationship with the commission because HRSA manages both the state healthcare workforce development program, which the commission is responsible for under the statute, and they also review and assess any reports that we do as at the national center. So there's this direct relationship with the national commission. The members have been appointed. The list is here. I can, you know, refer you elsewhere for more detail. But there is no staff, no appropriations. We're waiting. We're waiting to see, you know, how this gets going. The state healthcare workforce development grants are grants to states to support planning and workforce development activities. The states determine what part of health workforce they're going to focus on. We've encouraged them, obviously, in keeping with the Affordable Care Act, to focus initially on primary care, because that's where the rubber is going to hit the road in the short term. As I mentioned before, we administer the program on behalf of the National Commission. And at this point, that means we do the program and we wait for them to tell us what we're supposed to be doing. There are two types of grants, planning grants, which are one-year grants. And think of these as planning to plan, okay? The implementation grants are actually the planning part, where the state, the activities in this one-year planning grant are setting up the infrastructure statewide to engage the entire state in workforce development planning activities. Setting up regional partnerships, getting everyone in the state involved in a discussion. And then they get 2 years of implementation where they actually put those partnerships to work and they identify ways to increase the supply, to change scopes of practice, to do anything that they need to do in the state to meet workforce needs in that state. The money is not primarily for the purpose of training, program expansion. It's to support the identification and development of strategies for workforce development. Trust me when I say I've had to go through that over and over and over again so that people understand. In 2010, I just understand the Affordable Care Act passes in March. We have $5.6 million allocated to start a new grant program and make awards by the end of the fiscal year. We made it. It was not fun. On September 28th, we made 25 planning grant awards and one implementation grant award. In FY 2011, the president's budget requests $105 million for this program. That's so the states, the 25 who got planning grants, can actually do something. So quickly, here are the states in green. Washington should be white. I don't know how it got blue, but I didn't have time to undo it. And Virginia is the one implementation grant. Okay. Healthcare workforce assessment, how are we doing? Two?
Ten.
Oh, good. All right. So healthcare workforce assessment, there are three pieces here that I want to talk about quickly. One is the National Center for Health Workforce Analysis. This coordinates with the Workforce Commission and with regional and state agencies around workforce analysis. It develops information on the healthcare workforce. It's to develop a uniform health professions reporting system. And this is what Susan was saying. My job in this is annually evaluating Title VII programs and establishing performance measures and benchmarks as it relates to our training programs. And I'm also supposed to establish an internet registry. By the way, you can go onto our website and find all of our grants. This registry already exists. And we're also supposed to collect data from our grantees longitudinally to look at the impacts of our training funds. The Affordable Care Act also gives us authority to establish state and regional centers for health workforce analysis. Those of you who are familiar with our past know that we funded regional workforce centers, which were kind of research organizations that did some state-level analysis, but were really focused on it. These are conceptualized more as technical assistance activities who work with states and others to get data collected, to report it nationally, and to do some analytic work. But it's really to work with states on their health workforce data needs and developing health workforce. And then finally, there's a section that's called Increases in Grants for Longitudinal Evaluations. And I will tell you that we're in the midst of trying to operationalize this, and we'll be talking with our grantee communities and stakeholders about how this is going to be implemented. The statutory language says that we're to increase our training grants, give them more money, so that they can do longitudinal evaluations. These longitudinal evaluations are supposed to be capable of studying practice patterns and collecting and reporting performance measures as developed by our advisory committees. Well, we really like this. We think this is a good idea. But if I give you a grant for 3 or 4 years and I expect you to collect data for 5 years after the grant is over, there's a little bit of an implementation issue that we're trying to figure out how to work through. The other thing that it did, we have several advisory committees, and each of the advisory committees is responsible for assisting us in developing performance measures, developing guidelines for longitudinal evaluations. So over the next 6 to 8 months, we'll be working with them as well as all of our other stakeholders in doing this developmental work. I wanted to take just a quick minute to talk about the National Center, because this is, I think, where you're going to see the most activity in the next 6 to 8 months. We're in the process of working towards a uniform health professions reporting system, a way to know who's providing primary care, who's in the public health workforce, what is their training, how does it relate to the kinds of care that they're providing or the kinds of services they're providing. At this point, there's only one profession for which we have any sizable and quality data, and that's the physicians. And any of you who work with physician data knows that the minute they leave residency, the quality of the data drops down, and we really, really don't know how many of them are in active practice or what they're doing systematically over time. We expect to do a lot of data dissemination. We expect to develop a web portal where states and local communities can easily access workforce data, not just for their own state, but for states that they like to compare themselves to. One thing we hear over and over again is, I'm willing to go to the effort for my own state, but it would really be nice if I didn't have to do the same thing for the state that they want me to compare it to. And of course, the state that they want you to compare it to changes almost on a daily basis, so it's kind of hard. So a lot of states, and we think local communities, could really use access to data across situations. Susan mentioned workforce analysis, you know, research studies, supply and demand modeling, so that we know how many physicians we need, how many nurses we need, how many public health workers of whatever stripe we're talking about we need. And then, of course, the performance measure and longitudinal evaluations. And since this is the public health meeting, HRSA and CDC are jointly sponsoring the development of an enumeration of the public health workforce. The focus in the early stages will be on governmental public health organizations working with ASTO and NACHO through the Council on Languages and the advisory committee that, that Susan mentioned earlier. We just funded this, so stay tuned. Maybe next year we'll actually have something specific to talk about in terms of where we're going and what kind of recommendations we've had.